Hello, friends. I'm Dr. Fred Jones with Publish Me Now, and I have the distinct privilege of speaking with one of my mastermind colleagues, Mrs. Gail. Gail, how are you?
I'm doing well, Dr. Fred.
Good. Gail, what state are you from?
From Maryland.
The beautiful state of Maryland. Good. Now, Gail, you and I, we've known each other now for probably almost going on a year. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Okay. Now, Gail, just about last weekend, recently you participated in a Write That Book virtual retreat with me. Tell me what led you to sign up for that retreat.
Wow. Well, I'll tell you, Dr. Fred, there were a lot of factors that led me to actually participate in the Write That Book retreat. One of them being the fact that as one who is a lifelong learner and one who had the goal anyway of becoming an author, it's important for me to learn from someone who's already done or who already is what I aspire to be. And so that I found in you. So your being a best-selling publisher, author, really intrigued me. And so I knew that I was going to get information that was sound and from an expert. So I'll just say that. Secondly, I am one that understands when a good deal comes along. And so the fact that you were offering a early bird bonus for signing up, I knew that there was no time like then to go ahead and sign up. And mostly because, again, I had as a goal the desire to become an author because of a message that I know that I have to share with the masses. I knew that this is what I needed to do.
And, Gail, how long has it been a desire in your heart to be an author?
Since I was a little girl, used to love to write. I would get notebook paper out and write mostly really fictitious stories, but I just really enjoyed it. I've always liked to write. And so I would say basically since I was a little girl. But then I'd probably say within the last 2 years, I understood that as an inspirational speaker with a message that I know needs to be shared with my people that are in my circle of influence, I understood that becoming an author of a book was even more needful. So probably within the last 2 years, it became more of an urgent need to become an author.
So now tell me, leading up to that morning, you signed up and you registered for that virtual retreat for Write That Book. Tell me, what were your feelings? What did you expect leading up to that Saturday morning where we spent the whole day getting your book written and published? Tell me, what did you feel? What did you expect? How did that go?
Wow. So from the moment, Dr. Fred, that you actually launched this whole idea of this retreat, I was excited, so excited. And being a health professional at heart, I understood the need to be prepared. And so before the retreat even happened, I made sure that I had blocked out the time, the place, the resources, all of that in order to be able to get the best return on my investment. So I had decided, you know, that I needed to be in a place where I would not be interrupted because I'm a happily married woman. I'm also a mother, and I'm also a grandmother. And our grandson lives with us. And so generally on a Saturday, I would be interacting with him and with my family. So I already pre-planned that I needed to be somewhere where I would not be interrupted, and so that happened. I knew that I needed to have a computer that was working, a phone that was charged up, materials to be able to be instructed well and to receive all that was going to happen at this retreat. So much excitement, much anticipation is how I was feeling. And I also have to say a little, I felt, wow, what have I done? This is, it's like I really need to meet this goal of writing this book because I've invested in it, and I'm not one that likes to waste my money. So those were all of the feelings that were inside of me. Lots of excitement, lots of anticipation, just overall a very, very good feeling. Absolutely.
Wonderful. Okay, now, Gail, now we get on the phone that Saturday morning and we kick the ball off. I think mm-hmm. we started with an inspirational period from myself,
yes.
and there was a break for the writing. So tell
yes.
me, how did that day work out for you? Give me, how did all of that feel? What did you get? What did you get that day? Tell me what you walked away with that day. Talk to me about that day.
That day was really a day of harvest, because I had made the investment, the financial seed that I had sown, reaped a huge harvest when it was all done with. Because, we're talking about, a real work day, it was, so I realized the work that was going to be involved. And so I received a harvest, oh my goodness, far more than what I expected from the seed that was planted to get the work done. And so in the morning, I was so pleased by the excitement of the other students that were in the class, but most of all, really appreciating the personal touch, Dr. Fred, that you added, which I really wasn't expecting. I wasn't expecting that the one-on-one coaching, the mentoring, and was really impressed by your genuine care about every one of us that was participating in the retreat, that you really cared, and that you had some goals that were very real, and that you really were expecting us to be able to have the product of having our book done by the end of the retreat, and that was just really warming. The caring that you brought to it, and the expertise of really a group retreat, really feeling like a one-on-one personal coaching retreat. And I didn't expect that, but received that, and was really blessed by that. So we worked. I enjoyed the inspiration that you provided at the outset, and then I enjoyed the actual work that you gave us to do. So it really felt like, I know it was a virtual retreat, but I really felt like I was right there in the place that we were all there together by the way that we talked. You gave us our assignments, so to speak. We went away to go and actually write. We came back and even had a working lunch, but then went right back to the task of actually writing it. And then at the end of the day, having a product, being a published writer, that really exceeded my expectation.
Wait a minute. Let's dig into that a little deeper. becoming a published writer in one day. Now
yes.
Gail, there was two accounts. I think we did the KDP. That's Kindle Direct Publishing account.
Mm-hmm.
What happened there? How did that feel for you to walk through and actually put your title in, your subtitle, and then set a pre-release date? You published the book, but you
mm-hmm.
set a pre-release date.
Mm-hmm.
Talk about that.
Wow. So, again, I am a phenomenal health professional. I'm a phenomenal inspirational speaker. But when it comes to the world of computers and all things technical, I'm learning. That's my area of growth and development. And so having you there, Dr. Fred, to actually help us, I mean, step by step with all of the logistics and all that was responsible for actually doing the publication of the book was extremely helpful. And not that it was very challenging per se with all of the computer apps and so forth with the KDP publishing. Not that it was terribly hard, but it was just wonderful having you to really just walk along with each of us, each one of the students, and actually do that. And then actually having that pre-release date of the book really helped to conquer any kind of procrastination really that would try to enter in because, again, we understand what Amazon does if you publish a book and then fail to actually complete that which you started. So that really helped with accountability. It really helped greatly with accountability. So it felt for me it was surreal. It was surreal. At the end of the workshop, oh my God, I've published a book. It was surreal. But it also, again, that accountability factor is huge. That, okay, now that it's there, I have got to bring it to a place that those who wish to invest will not be sorry if they did invest in the book.
Right. Okay, so you'll finish that up. Now, Gil, what would you say to someone listening to you or reading what you're saying right now they've been thinking about writing a book, they know it's something that they must do, they've had it in their heart, but they've been procrastinating, they've been full of fear, and they've just not taken that leap. What would you say to that person right now?
The fact that you have even received this invitation to become involved with writing a book is not an accident, because obviously you have a message that there are people who need to receive it. And so writing a book helps establish you as an expert in your field, and whatever message any person has, that is an authentic message. It's your message. And so, therefore, it's a message that needs to be heard. Because I found in my life, things that happen, what I may have considered difficult or challenging, happened for a purpose. But the lessons that I learned from the experience were actually meant to be shared with people. And so learning how to become a published writer is something that you've been called to do. And here's an opportunity to be able to learn it, to learn how to do it, and to do it well so that you impact your circle of influence, no matter how small or how large that circle of influence is. So, yes, Dr. Fred's workshop will deliver on that desire that you have to become an author and help those people in your circle of influence.
Gil, you went through the virtual retreat, Write That Book in One Day, and I ran it at an extreme discounted price. And earlier you and I were talking, and you gave me a figure that you would have paid for it. You mind sharing the value of that?
Absolutely.
The value of that experience for you?
Absolutely. I have to tell you, Dr. Fred, the value really of this virtual workshop is really priceless. I have to say that. It really is priceless. Because in becoming an author, not only was it a huge tool for me to be able to help more people, because there are people Wow. Internationally, that I may not ever see. But yet, they can have access to my book, and I'll be able to help them if I never get to see them face-to-face. So it really expanded my circle of influence nationally, internationally, universally. And that's priceless. Yes, it's true that I really took advantage of a wonderful early bird price that you offered, and I thank God for that. But easily, the value of having another stream of income, of influence, and of service to others is truly priceless. So I would say that easily I have seen workshops, a virtual retreat, to be anywhere $2,000 and even more. I've seen as high as like $5,000, really. And that is not even without the promise of your becoming a writer. So, yeah, easily $2,000, $5,000, easily. But, again, I have to say the experience really was priceless.
Yeah, and so Gail, let me make sure that the listeners are clear. You came into the retreat. How much content did you have? How many words did you have when you started that morning, Saturday morning?
Wow. So I am an honest person, and I have to tell you that when I came to the retreat, because I am a teacher and a speaker, I speak a lot from outlines and a lot of impromptu speaking. When I teach, obviously I teach from a syllabus and outlines. So that's what I came to this actual virtual retreat with. Outlines. And appreciated the fact that with your skill, Dr. Fred, you were able to help me to move from just having an outline to actually 3,000 words just in the 8 hours.
Wow. From an outline to 3,000 words. And then,
yes.
Gail, if I'm not mistaken, you also left with a set of questions to go along with each section or chapter that would help you develop the rest of your content. Is that correct?
Exactly. That is true. Again, okay. with your coaching, yes.
All right. Now, also, Gail, not only did you publish your book with a pre-release date, within the next 90 days, you're able to release it worldwide. Okay.
Yes.
Okay, right, worldwide. But listen,
yes.
you also set up and established your own publishing company. Is that correct?
Yes, that is correct.
Uh-huh. Now, with setting up your own publishing company, you're also now able to go in and add another book at any time you're ready. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Now, with that vehicle, you're able to publish your books and put them out there in the world of Amazon, which is worldwide,
yes.
And began generating sales and passive income through your books if you choose to become a multi-published author. And
yes.
all of that was gained from getting started writing your first book on this virtual retreat. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Gail, anything else you'd like to say about the Write the Book retreat, virtual retreat with Dr. Fred Jones?
Wow. I would just like to say that I have prayed and am continuing to pray that Dr. Fred, God continues to enlarge your territory, and that for all that you have selflessly given to all those in your circle of influence and who are profiting by all that you are giving, that it will be returned to you in immeasurable ways. And I'm just looking for you to be able to help thousands upon thousands, because again, your selfless love for people. I believe your niche being mostly women, but your selfless love for women and those who understand that they're called to speak to the masses in literary form.
Wow. Gail, why don't you give us the working title of your book, even though I know it may change. I would like for you to give me your subtitle and then give me the name of your company or your brand so that those who are listening to this 90 days from now, 120 days from now, they'll be able to go on Amazon and find your book, and they'll see that we delivered on this promise because you have a heart. What's your release date? Give me the release date.
Absolutely.
A day and month.
Okay. So May 23rd of this year, of 2015.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. Okay. And I am Gail Jones, and I am a Chief Wellness Attraction Ambassador for Wellness Attraction Enterprises. And that business is soon to be launched in a much greater way in the spring of this year. My working title of my book is Winning Over Wellness, and it is the first in a series of books about how people can attract wellness into their lives.
Wow. In full disclosure, Gail, your last name is Jones.
Yes.
To the best of my knowledge, I don't believe you and I are related.
Only in spirit. Yes, my spiritual brother, absolutely.
Good. Gail, I want to thank you for your time and thank you for all that you have shared. You
my
have
pleasure.
Really touched me because I've always seen you as a very genuine person, and I've just always respected your wisdom, your
thank
maturity,
you.
And your voice and what you have to say. And
thank
I've
you.
Always, I wanted to be a part of your journey and of your destiny, and that's why I feel so privileged to have had the opportunity to work with you and to
thank
be
you.
A part of helping you get off the ground. For
thank
I think
you.
That you're truly on your way now, and there's no limit to what God can do through Gail
amen.
As she now put her words on paper and upload them into her publishing account on Kindle Direct Publishing, and then as she also loads it up into her CreateSpace account, which is also an account through Amazon, where Amazon produces the paperback books. So
mm-hmm.
once you get your Kindle ebook published, you can also release that book in paperback. So
yes.
I just pray God's grace upon you.
Thank
and I
you.
Pray unlimited favor. And I pray that all the people that are waiting to hear your voice will be made, they will win through wellness. A winning
you.
At wellness?
Winning at wellness.
Winning at wellness,
yes.
In the name of Jesus, I submit that prayer.
Amen. And I receive it. Bless you.
Amen. Thank you so much.